Dr. Robert Schwebel is a clinical psychologist and longtime Tucson resident who directed a drug treatment agency here in town in the early 1980s. Dr. Schwebel began his writing career with a weekly psychology column in the Arizona Daily Star from 1983 to 1991. In the late 1980s, he co-authored the book A Guide to a Happier Family, and then wrote Saying No Is Not Enough, Helping Children Make Wise Decisions About Alcohol and Other Drugs. A few years later, he wrote Who's on Top, Who's on Bottom, How Couples Can Learn to Share Power. In 1990, he began a drug treatment program for adolescents and now adults that is widely used across the United States and in Canada. His most recent book is Leap of Power, Take Control of Alcohol, Drugs, and Your Life. We welcome now Dr. Robert Schwebel to the program. Dr. Schwebel, Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you. It's good to be here with you.
You know, so many of us, and I'm included, I made a resolution. Mine was to wake up healthy each day in 2021, but so many times people make resolutions and they fall short. They just don't work. So now that people have made the New Year's resolutions or are still making them, I thought it would be good to discuss that with you. I know at this time of year, people have made them. Why do they do it, Dr. Schwebel, and what's the significance of the new year?
I think the simplest explanation is that we all want to make changes to make our lives better. And New Year's kind of marks a time. It's kind of a moment for a reset. So on New Year's, people make resolutions. And it's funny thing is I thought this was, for many years, I thought this was just a recent development. But it turns out 4,000 BC, before even you and I were born, Bill.
Yes.
The Babylonians were made annual commitments and promises to the gods. They promised that they'd behave well when they planted their crops. And that was in March. Of course, that was before the Roman calendar. So every March, Babylonians were making this promise. It continued with the Romans and with the Roman calendar, and these were commitments for good behavior, and it's continued on now. I think now people think more in terms of self-improvement, but it's a long tradition.
Well, you know, this year, in the era of COVID-19, perhaps people who never thought about making resolutions, this year has kind of been a wake-up call for them. And they're thinking more and more about their health. So everything is so different as we begin 2021, Dr. Schwebel.
Yes, it is. So I guess this past year, so many of our routines for all of us across the board have been disrupted. They've been put out of whack. And now we all face an enormous challenge of finding new ways of life, new ways to socialize, new ways to make a living, new ways to live closely with people we may be stuck in our home with.
How successful do you think these New Year's resolutions are?
Well, there's some research on that. They're not particularly successful. Actually, I think the finding is that close to 50% of the population make resolutions each year. So almost half. And by February, what are we, January 5th now, 6th? Just 3 weeks away, about 8% are still successful. Now, that's nothing, you know, that's good. That means almost 10% of people are following through. But in 1 month, we lose 92%. So it's not a great, we don't have a great track record in terms of our resolutions.
Why is that, do you think, Dr. Schwebel?
I'd say there are many reasons for that. One is, New Year's resolutions kind of are like wishful thinking. It's like, oh, it's December 31st. Let's see. What do I want different this year? This is what I'd like. There's not a lot of forethought to it. It's just, you know, today marks the day. Today's the reset day. Let me think how I would like my life to be different. And I emphasize how I would like it to be different because that can be, that's very different from what am I going to do? What am I going to work hard at? What am I really committed to changing? So I think one reason they're so relatively unsuccessful is that it's wishful thinking. Something else is that it's also often very judgmental and critical. It's like, what's wrong with me that I'm going to fix? And that doesn't necessarily inspire people to change. I think people are more inclined to change if they think of it in terms of how can I make my life better.
Well, when you think about it, yeah, these self-critical people are being self-critical when they put together these resolutions like, I need to lose weight. Of course, people feel, well, I'm overweight. There's a big problem there. Or maybe I need more money. How can my life be transformed? So if you can get off the self-critical track, you might be onto something.
Yes, and also by just what you mentioned, like losing weight, sometimes the goals are too grand, too large. They're not realistic. You know, I'm going to lose 60 pounds in the next 3 months. I mean, if you do that, you're going to make it onto one of these TV commercials promoting a product. But by and large, most of us aren't going to do that. They're just, so we're judgmental, we're critical, and the goals are too large, it's wishful thinking, we're not really thinking about what it entails, and I think, you know, the other thing I'd add to the list is there's a tendency to give up early. You know, you have one setback. You know, I'm on a diet and I ate chocolate cake last night and then I had some potato chips. So I give up. What the heck? It's hopeless. So, I mean, there are a lot of reasons we fail, but it doesn't have to be that way. I mean, people do make changes, and it's important to make changes. And I think the whole idea of a resolution, the whole idea of rethinking, how do I want my life to go? What is important to me? What matters to me? What changes would I like to make that would make a difference? How hard am I willing to work at it? To sort of reevaluate everything, it's a great, you know, it's a great motivation. Ultimately, I mean, that is what we do in life. We either keep living, letting things go the way they're going, or we stop, think about it, and commit to change. So I don't want to put down New Year's resolutions. I think, you know, what we should be thinking about is what we can do to be more successful with them.
Why don't we take the break right here, and then I want to go further in, a little deeper dive with you about changing behavior, Dr. Schwebel. This is something that you have been writing about and practicing what you preach. I mean, for decades you've been talking with adolescents and now adults about issues like alcohol, drugs. So I want to talk about changing behavior and realistically setting goals. So let's continue now with our conversation with Dr. Robert Schwebel, clinical psychologist, longtime Tucson resident, who originally began his career opening up and directing a drug treatment agency here in town. That was back in the early 1980s. He's been very successful as an author. His most recent book is Leap of Power, Take Control of Alcohol, Drugs, and Your Life. He's also the creator of a very successful program known as the Seven Challenges. This program is a drug treatment program for adolescents and now adults. It's widely used across North America. Dr. Schwebel, thinking about how to change behavior, and let's talk a little bit in context with the book Leap of Power, and the Seven Challenges program.
Yes. When people have alcohol or drug problems, and they want to make changes, they want their life to be better, they're essentially making resolutions, much like New Year's resolutions. They decide they want to change their behavior, they want to make their life better. And just as I said in discussing some of the reasons for the failure of New Year's resolutions, people don't do a lot of thinking about what it really means, what they'd be giving up, what they'd be losing. If you've been using alcohol to cope with life and suddenly you're not drinking anymore, you're losing something. So people have to consider that. They have to consider how hard it is to make a change. So there's a great parallel between resolutions to make changes in drinking or drug use patterns with making New Year's resolutions.
How about, where does reflection fit in this? The difference perhaps between someone making a resolution and someone maybe reflecting, Dr. Schwebel, on what they have accomplished perhaps in 2020 and what they've missed or lost.
Yes, I think, we talk about in the Seven Challenges program that you mentioned, we talk about mastery living and mastery counseling. And mastery living is essentially taking a look at what's going on in your life, living mindfully, paying attention, and looking around and see what's going well. What have been your successes? Enjoy your successes. Savor your successes. And things that are successful, leave it be. But also look at what's not going well or as well as you'd like it to be going. And these are the areas where you have issues, and you can work on your issues. And, you know, your issues can become parts of your life that you want to change. Now, during COVID, I, for one, have been in a particularly privileged position. I've been able to stay home. I've been able to work from my home, and I'm not in financial straits. I mean, I've been very fortunate about that. And for me, it's been an opportunity. There've been new things. I've been learning new ways to have fun. You know, figuring out. Like you, Bill, I like to travel a lot, and we
I know.
Talk about our travel. So, you know, we've been figuring out how to take day trips and discovering places to hike around town. And there's so many of them. And we have a little rubber raft that we take out to Lake Patagonia and float around and paddle a bit. So, I mean, I do think we have to appreciate what we've accomplished. For me, I've been fortunate in that it has not been the disaster it's been for so many people, and we haven't suffered so many losses of friends, although we do have friends and relatives who've suffered. But I think everybody can look at their own resilience, what they've managed to do under these very difficult circumstances, and I think that's very important.
I want to go back to how can we be more successful, and perhaps you can go through some tips for us. Let's begin with the whole setting goals. Give us a couple of quick tips, and then go on to making commitments.
Good. That's a great idea. Let's start with goals. Number one, set small, realistic, and attainable goals. Do it in small bits. Instead of, I'm going to lose 60 pounds, maybe I'll focus on 2 pounds a month. Instead of, I'm going to be svelte and sculpted. I'm going to do exercise 4 times a week. So make goals realistic and attainable. I mean, it's far better to attain small goals than to fail at big ones. And you kind of add them up. You get more and more successes. I would say make goals measurable. So it kind of fits with being small and attainable. You know, once a week for exercise, 2 pounds in a month, no more than 1 hour of television a day, half an hour of household cleaning per day. Make it something that you can actually measure so you see how you're doing. These are some of the important things. Bill, if I can be a little bit personal, you mentioned wake up healthy this year.
Yes.
I mean, that's something that you could break down into, you know, what can you do each day that would lead you to be healthier when you wake up? You know, what type of eating patterns, what sort of exercise, what time do you go to bed? I don't want to probe here or anything, but those are sorts of the things where you can make it something that you know you can get your teeth into and say, aha, this is something that I can accomplish. Because, you know, unfortunately, part of waking up healthy, a certain element of is within our control, and some of it is not within our control.
Of course.
So we have to think about what are the things we control and what are the things we cannot control, especially now. During COVID.
And I was going to say, not only healthy physically, but mentally. And one of the areas, yes, Dr. Schwebel is talking about gratitude. And I've tried to do this a lot during the COVID year in 2020, waking up and maybe listing in my mind a couple of things, maybe two, three things each morning that I'm very thankful for, and kind of in my mind setting up a gratitude wish list and things I would like to change, and perhaps very simple things that I'm very thankful for each day, Dr. Schwebel.
That's great. And, you know, I don't know whether you just came to that on your own or whether you've been looking at the research, but gratitude is enormously important in mental health. There's been a lot of research on that recently. It's very recent research. So, you know, that's a great way to view things. I mean, we have to be positive during these difficult times.
I'm actually feeling pretty good because I was a couple of pounds overweight, or the poundage area that I'm comfortable with, and something about just looking at the calendar and living through the 2 weeks before Christmas and New Year's, it's just something about it, you're going to gain weight. And I had set a goal on New Year's, I'd like to drop a couple of pounds back to a weight I'm comfortable with, and I hit that goal today. So
I'm feeling, way to go.
But, you know, you had mentioned the realistic, drop a couple of pounds, maybe rather than the big thing about I want to drop 30 pounds or something. What if you did a couple of pounds every couple of weeks, or even 4 or 5 pounds a month? That might be realistic.
Right. And you commit, you know, another element, you wanted some tips, you said, and,
yes,
and you mentioned this, in fact, is commitment. You know, it's one thing to say you would like this to happen, and it's something else to make it happen. And you have to, in a sense, you have to fight for it. And you have to fight, you know, if it's dropping a few pounds, you have to fight those trips to the refrigerator. You know, you have to fight those exceptions. Well, I'll have a bag of chips today because maybe tomorrow I'll whatever. You know, it's a funny thing, Bill. There's this, people have this idea, and I'm not talking down my nose at others. I know I do this exact thing. It's like, today, Robert is going to be different from tomorrow, Robert. So today I have the bag of chips because tomorrow I'll make up for it.
Yep,
that's not commitment. That's lying to yourself. You know.
Well, it's been my pleasure, and we have a great friendship. I don't want to get too personal on the radio, but I have known you. Really, we met when you were doing the psychology column at the Arizona Daily Star, and I interviewed you for some of my programs on Arizona Illustrated over the years, and it's great to have you now on the radio as we're celebrating now 10 full years of the Buckmaster Show, or into year 11. So I'm grateful for you and your friendship and what you've done for our community. Thank you.
And I am so grateful for your show, and it has always been your radio show now, and before that, your TV show. It's always been the class, the one place I wanted to talk, the one person I wanted to interview me was always you, Bill.
Thank you very much. On that note, we'll leave it right there. Dr. Robert Schwebel, author of Leap of Power, Take Control of Alcohol, Drugs, and Your Life, his latest book. Dr. Schwebel, is that book available now on Amazon?
Yes, it is.
Probably the best place to go to look it up.
It's an Audible or a regular book.
All right. Thank you very much. Happy New Year to you. Have a great year.
Happy New Year to you, Bill.
Thanks a lot.